Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vida Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vida.
Nice to be back, Toby. Good to speak with you.
This week we have Shakespeare's tale of politics, revolution, conspiracy and assassination with, I think, a very modern production by the Royal Shakespeare Company of Julius Caesar at Stratford-upon-Avon. So, Vida, how did you find this very modern production of Julius Caesar?
Well, you're quite right, Toby. It was a very modern production. The play, it's always been a particular favourite of mine, and some might argue that the themes within it, or some of them anyway, are just as relevant today as they were when it was first written and performed several hundred years ago. So it was of a contemporary production. They had women playing the parts of a number of characters who traditionally have been played by male actors, and they worked very hard in those roles, and I enjoyed the production as an interesting production. It was different, it was modern, and it was great to get on the stage actually and talk to some of the cast during the Touch Tour, which, for those who don't know, is where you get a chance to literally get a feel for the perhaps some of the costumes, some of the props, and indeed the set, the backdrop to the production itself. And it's really good at many theatres, but the RSC are particularly notable for this. Actors come out before, you know, for the Touch Tour, before often two shows on the same day. So really good of them to spare the time and give us, as visually impaired patrons, that added perk of hearing from them firsthand about the play, about their character, and about the production as a whole.
And this is Atre Banerjee's debut direction for the RSC with Julius Caesar, and I think a slightly sort of barren set with maybe only one major structure being a very large cube, which is used quite a lot during the production with video projections onto it, and this cube used for many locations. Did you get a chance to explore the cube during the Touch Tour?
Absolutely, and you're right, that was the real focal point to the set, and it is very much the mainstay of the backdrop for the entire duration of the play. So got a chance to look at the cube, which was helpful, just in terms of getting an idea of its size and its structure, etc. So that was helpful. And then obviously when listening to the pre-show notes, which are always very useful, they reprise in some cases what you've learnt on the Touch Tour, but that's no bad thing. Reminds you of what you've seen, what you're about to see during the performance or hear about during the performance. And yes, that was a really useful part of the Touch Tour. And again, actually, you know, what was nice about the Touch Tour, and it's happened before on many occasions at the RSC, time is given to allow you an unhurried, unrushed visit to the stage, and it's given time and space, and that's an added bonus as well. So all credit to the staff and the volunteers for helping out with that.
In Julius Caesar, there's many fight scenes, and I think it's quite interesting during this production that during the fight scenes, there are no sort of weapons used by the actors. They just use their extended arms to represent swords and daggers. And I think the fight scenes almost take on a sort of martial arts kind of movement. Did that come across for you in the description, Vida?
Yes, it did. And in fact, that was something that talked about with the describers before the programme. So Carolyn and Gethin, who were describing on this occasion, talked a little bit about that. And it was something that people chatted informally on a one-to-one basis with maybe some of the staff and some of the volunteers during the Touch Tour, some of the actors in some cases, I suspect, as well. So hearing a little bit more about devices like that, which were used during the play, was again an added enhancement, if you like, of your appreciation of the production.
And we obviously do talk quite a lot about the description and how important the audio description is for getting a true sort of image of the production. And sometimes it is very small changes that a director or designer might make to a production that are so important. And I believe that in this production of Julius Caesar, when he's stabbed, his blood is actually black instead of red. And I think some critics have sort of maybe made a nod to this, that it might sort of represent sort of capitalism.
The colour of the blood was mentioned. I'm not sure that I necessarily thought of that particular theme, but other critics may have, well, clearly have. thought about that, and it's another interpretation. And so often there are different interpretations to a particular performance, a particular production, and that's what makes it interesting and increases the amount of things you can talk about and share with others.
And that's the beauty of audio description. It's about giving the visually impaired theatre attendee all those images and information to make up their own mind of what they think a production is all about.
Absolutely. And I think the fact that they go to a lot of trouble at the RSC to ensure that members of the cast, that people from the production, that volunteers who work at the theatre are all on hand to assist with welcoming you, with going onto the stage to explore the set and talk about the costumes and the characters and the props and things. I think that adds to the fact, you know, the fact they take audio description and other assisted performances very seriously, really increases certainly my enjoyment. And I have noticed, and I don't know whether it's just anecdotal, but I genuinely feel there's been a noticeable increase in the number of visually impaired people who are taking advantage of the audio description in Stratford, and long may that continue.
Well, the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of Julius Caesar continues on tour around the country until the 24th of June, and more details about venues and dates can be found by visiting rsc.org.uk/Julius-Caesar/tour-dates-venues. Next time, Vidar, I think you're reviewing a production of Mice and Men.
Yes, that classic work by Steinbeck, quite a powerful novel. If people have read it, they'll know what I mean by that. And that is being done at the Birmingham Rep, and look forward to sharing thoughts on that with you and listeners next time, Toby.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of the RSC's production of Julius Caesar with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.